and an overnight low of 55 degrees. You're listening to the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And what is hip? We used to use that terminology, what is hip?
What is hip?
Now, what is hip is certainly not the conservatives looking to... for a constitutional convention.
No.
You know, before we went to break, 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You two can join us. You know, Sandy, this article talks about ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, Policy Summit. Rick Santorum explained that he and his allies want to remake the U.S. into a solidly conservative nation. Insider conducted interviews with a dozen people involved in the Constitutional Convention movement, revealing just how well-funded it is, partially through cryptocurrency. This isn't an exercise either. State lawmakers are invited to huddle in Denver starting on Sunday to learn more about the inner workings of a possible constitutional convention. And this is the third installment. The conservatives' aim is to change constitution so that it would eliminate national education requirements, making it harder for any territory to garner statehood, eliminate many federal environmental standards, and make it difficult or impossible for someone like Anthony Fauci to ever work for decades within the government.
They're going to make Anthony Fauci a constitutional issue.
While Santorum is one of the supporters, the other ones are strong MAGA activists like Ron DeSantis, John Eastman, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin. These are flamethrowers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these
are people like Steve Bannon's probably behind it, too. These people understand how to tweak the public consciousness to get it to get conservatives all riled up. I don't think that they have any concept of what the whole when they get them all riled up. If they try to create a consistent whole out of all the theories that they present to the public to rile them up, how does that doesn't become a consistent whole? You know, states' rights and a powerful presidency, those don't
contradict
really,
one another.
They kind of contradict one another. Installing an autocrat to get rid of a government you don't like is like, wow. You know, and unfortunately, that has been the history in the past. When there's foment in a country, a populist foment in the country, and the people want to gain back power, the most common outcome of that is a dictator. And the people don't gain back their power; they lose all their power. That's one of the magical aspects of the American democracy. Whether we think we're working well or not now, and I would say that we've got lots of work to do to make our democracy work a lot better than it's now working. It's at least a situation like the parliamentary governments in which we have not slid into autocracy.
You know, Sandy, many of the average Joe conservatives don't know. They don't realize that at the end of all of these conversations that are being had, that these flamethrowers really don't include them in all of the things that they're talking about.
Apparently these flamethrowers don't love the Constitution as much as they say. It's not exactly what they want. They want to change it. And, you know, it sounds like what they want to do is enact a bunch of legislation of the sort they'd like and put it in the Constitution where it's far harder to change. You know, the magic of the Constitution was that it was not legislative in nature. It was broad, setting standards for a government to operate within, but not setting legislative kinds of restrictions down. That was to be done later, pursuant to constitutional legislation. I don't get it. I think that the conservative movement seems to be a pack of dogs chasing cars, and they don't know, they won't know what to do when they catch the cars. It's a movement that needs to be kept whipped up at Trump rallies, where they can all leave in an excited state. But if they were all to settle down for a couple of months and think about all the things that they've all gotten whipped up about at this rally, they'd realize that they don't hang together. It's not a consistent thread.
You know, Sandy, and at the end of it is not going to be the pot of gold for the average everyday American. It's just not. I mean, they're not. They claim to be speaking for the little guy that's hurting. But then you look at situations like right now they're pushing against everything that right now this new Build Back Better plan, which is really for the average guy. I mean, in most instances, that's what's in it, mm-hmm. Not enough, but at least there's some meat on the bones for the average guy. And yet the Republicans are pushing against that totally.
Well, you think about a constitutional, what you mentioned that Alec was looking, this group was looking at, making it harder for a territory to become a state. Well, all they could possibly be worried about there is Puerto Rico. And the reason they would be worried about Puerto Rico is they probably think it's likely to be a Democratic state. So let's not let that happen. You know, if there was a district that they thought was going to become Republican, I suspect they'd want it to be easier.
You know, Sandy, I'm not, again, you look at things that are happening with the Democratic Party, and it's nothing, you know, to smile about either. I mean, there's clearly some issues. But even with the issues from the Democratic side of things aren't as draconian as what I don't know what's in their heads, man.
Well, Republicans, to me, this is all representative of a group that can feel their influence slipping away. This is reactionaryism. The word reactionary means people who are reacting to their loss of power. And what we have in the Republican Party now is clearly reactionary kinds of theories, ways to hold on to power that is otherwise going to slip away from them. So they've got strategies. Let's make it harder to vote. You know, like I was saying last week, the only thing wrong with this last election, as far as the conservatives was concerned, is that too many of those people voted. And what they're all about is trying to restrict the ability of those people to vote. Well, those people are the ones who they foresee as taking their grip on power away from them. And so that's what this constitutional convention is all about, too, is trying to put it into the Constitution where it's much harder to change than legislation, things that will enable the people in control now to hold on to that power, even though they can see that the trends, you know, the freight train that's moving is going to take that power away from them. That kind of reaction is called reactionary.
You know, Sandy, and they're saying their plan is that they hope that they can make this happen in the next 24 months.
Well, that's because the power, it's urgent. Reaction. Yeah. Part of reactionaryism is that it is carried out with a sense of urgency, because those who are reactionary have a feeling that the power that they have that's going to be torn from them or taken away from them is going to happen rather quickly. They can see the writing on the wall. People who are reactionaries are people who see the writing on the wall and want to make sure that they can make it so it doesn't come true for as long as possible. They're trying to stop the freight train.
You know, Sandy. And they're kind of like sheeple, right? I mean, it's they give up their own thought, and they just follow these leaders that they have. But they've always had conservative leaders. You know, it's nothing new. It's just that their whole...
ever since the Founding Fathers, there's always this battle between landholders and non-landholders, and the Constitutional Convention and the debate around the Constitution had a lot to do with that tension between people who own land, landholders, and non-landholders.
Yeah. All right, got to go to break. Gary, hang on. I see you. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789 is Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.